Welcome back to Psukha Daf. We are on Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, and there are five psukim to be found on this daf. We're going to be focusing on the pasuk which appears on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph at the very bottom, which is Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chavav. It reads as follows: Ve'el ha-Leviim tadaber v'amarta alehem. You shall speak to the Leviim and say to them, Ki sikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael es ha-ma'aser. When you take the tithe from the nation of Israel, Asher nosati lochem me'itom b'nachlasam, b'nachlaschem, when you will take it from their inheritance, v'arem o'som imenu teruma sashem ma'aser min ha-ma'aser. You'll take a teruma, you'll take a donation, one-tenth of the tithe will be given to the Kohanim. The Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph uses this Gemara or this pasuk as the reference point to explain that if you were makdim b'shibolim, if you already took ma'aser from the shibolim without properly taking the truma gedola, the first level of donation which goes to the kohanim, then in that situation there would be no chiyuv of trumas ma'aser or ma'aser mina ma'aser. Let's just understand the background of this to understand the context. It seems that there are a number of things that go on when a person collects their grain. The first thing they do is they give truma. Truma is the donation given to the Kohen from a regular Yisrael, and that is usually about 1/50th of the produce. It's a small amount, a 2% amount on average. However, when you give a tenth to the Leviim, the Leviim, when receiving a tenth, which is much bigger, will now give their Trumas Maaser, which is their own tithe, which goes to the Kohen. So the Kohen is receiving from both Yisraelim and Leviim. What is interesting about this is to understand why this is. In fact, the Malbim points out on this pasuk that we learn a lot of halachas from Trumas Maaser to Truma Gedola. The Truma which is given from a regular Jew to a Kohen can be learned a lot of halachas from Trumas Maaser, the Truma which is given by the Leviim to the Kohanim. Why is that? Why would it be that the Leviim also had to give Truma? After all, the Leviim are subsisting on the community in a certain sense. They are the spiritual leaders and they are supported by the community. Why should they also be giving Truma? So, just a few insights which are worthwhile considering. The Ksav HaKabbalah, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, makes a fascinating point, and he says that, look, a regular Jew is not getting all of their produce. So, if you imagine that, let's say you lived in the tribe of Dan, you would farm your field, you would cultivate the agriculture, and you would take home, first you'd have to give Truma, so let's say that's 2% of your produce, then you'd have to give away Maaser, of course there's the Maaser Oni and the Maaser Sheni, we're not going to get into that right now. But when it comes to those first two levels, a person essentially is losing the first 2% and then 10% of the rest. So we're talking about that a person is not coming back with all their produce, which means that a Levi, if he had his own chelek, should have been getting a certain amount, but not the amount that he's getting. If you think about it, when the Levi is receiving 10% from all of Klal Yisrael, let's imagine that there's 100%, that all of Israel can be measured into 100 units of produce. Well, out of that, 2% of that is going to the Kohanim, so that takes us down to 98% or 98 units. Of that, 10% is going to the Leviim, which means to say that the Leviim are getting 9.8 units of the sum per produce of all of Israel. But that doesn't make sense, because were they a normal tribe, they would only be getting, essentially only taking home less than 9 units of their own produce because of giving Truma and Maaser. So therefore, to rectify that balance, that they shouldn't be getting more than their own due if they were to have their own land, therefore to rectify that scales, they give away a tenth of their own in order that they come out the same, essentially, as a regular tribe would be taking home their own take-home. That's what the Ksav HaKabbalah says. It rectifies the scales as if they were landowners themselves. Fascinating insight. There's another way of looking at this, and that is the perspective of the Shlach HaKadosh. This is a remarkable thing. He actually quotes the Shari Ora, Rav Yosef Ibn Jikatila, who says a very beautiful, beautiful insight. And he says that this is what's called the Soid Aleph Yud Kuf, which means 1/10, 100. There's a trickle-down effect that a person needs to be able to get 100 and take out of it 10, and out of that 10, take down 1. That's what's happening over here. You have the 100% of the produce, 10 of it's being taken out, and 1 of that 10 is being taken out of that. It's almost like it's the refining process to get the spiritual core of something. He says the same thing works in the soul of a human being. There's three levels of the soul. There's the nefesh, ruach, and the neshama. That is the instinctual bodily awareness. There is the emotional awareness and the spiritual awareness of a human being. A person needs to say 100 brachos a day because 10 of those filter through to the emotional psyche and one of them filters through to the spiritual psyche of a person. If a person doesn't get the 100 brachos a day, they're missing out in a certain sense the beginning of that cycle, which makes it inept. Fascinating insight. Again, there's so much more to learn when just looking at a simple concept of Trumas Maaser or Maaser Mina Maaser. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.